Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Daniel Michael, and it's been a strange and crazy busy week with all sorts of fun news. I'd like to comment on something that I've been reading about in the paper and seeing some news stories about divinations themselves and people that practice them. There's a story out of Salem about a psychic shop that charged somebody $16,000 to abolish spirits from this person's home. There was another place as well that was in the news. It was ABC. It was actually a person, and it was a guy that came out talking about how all readers are con artists and that he used to do readings himself. And the thing what this guy was basically doing was admitting that he was a con artist, including doing tactics like calling people up and saying that you have a curse and you need me to fix it, and continuing to send them emails with similar types of messages. Now, of course, right here, we're doing readings for free tonight, and there are people in every trade or in any sort of work that are corrupt and that are dirty and that lie and that cheat and that steal. It's just human nature. If humans are doing it, you're going to have corruption, you're going to have dishonest behavior, just like you're going to have genuine people who are the real deal and honest behavior. It's just human nature, folks. But tonight, let us be lighthearted and have some fun. Hopefully, we'll be doing some readings. Myself and Brett Hillman. Janice could not be here this evening as she has a really bad ear infection. So join us this evening on Main Street Universe, and I'll be back in just a moment. We'll start taking some calls. I see you there, 978. I see you there, 856. To another episode of Main Street Universe. I'm your host, Daniel Michael. I'm just sort of getting all my things together. I was kind of late rushing and getting this all together. And Janice will not be making it this evening, for those of you that didn't heard, but she'll be back next week. And she's working on our guest for next week as well. For those of you that are unaware, Main Street Universe is a network of 6 shows going on 7 or 8. We have a couple other things in the work right now. Tonight, of course, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the flagship show, the one that started it all, myself and Kevin Baird, Main Street Universe, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I see Kevin's in the chat room. Welcome, Kevin, and welcome, Crystal, and some of the other listeners that I recognize, their icons, and various guests. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time is Queen Mother Imaku with her show Uatau, and she discusses the Kemetic tradition, the African Egyptian. Some people forget Egypt's actually in Africa. So check her out. She does a great job of explaining it, puts a ton of information into one little hour. Queen Mother Imaku. And then on Friday evenings at 12 midnight, we have Jesse and Nicholas George with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Jesse has finished her two books, which by two books, I mean she has two new ones, a book called You, Me, Life, Dreams, all about relationships. And Jesse as well has a workbook, just like with her first one, Activating Compassion, there's a workbook that accompanies this. So 12 midnight, Jesse Ann Nicholas George, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Then on Sundays, we have Darren Boucaire, and Darren calls in all the way from the magical city of New Orleans. Darren works as an intuitive consultant, reader, palm reader, tarot reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans, as well as Reverend Zombies. I think he's still there. Darren is on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Very sought-after reader. Call in and get a free reading from Darren. He has a great style all his own. Then, of course, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time is Kevin Baird with his show Walking on the Sidewalk. And Kevin is the founder, creator of the Horizon Oracle, a series of Oracle cards that he created. He's as well an artist that makes some really nice things. I have one of his Frozen Smoke displays. That's what I'll call it right now. It's not really a picture, but it's a framed art display. Looks really nice. And he makes vases and other things. So Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. Then on rotating Monday nights, we have Earth Light Radio with your hostess, Ishitar. And it's all about things UFOs, extraterrestrials, starseed phenomenon, all this sort of thing. And Ishitar was the founder of International Starseed Network as well. So we're looking forward to her returning. She was with us, then she had to move. She was kicked out of a place for not being Christian enough. So she had to move, her and friends and things. So she'll be back with us very soon, and she'll be there for our Wednesday reunion show as well. Now, on Tuesdays, of course, we have Susan Weed with her show Green Magic, Green... excuse me. Green Magic, Green Healing with Susan Weed, Green Medicine. And she's been with us for a little while now, and she's a well-known teacher, lecturer on herbal medicine and just psychology of healing in general. So those are the shows on our network now. We're actually working on another one, and to announce the return of Mary Phelan. Mary Phelan is returning to Main Street Universe as one of our once-a-month rotating shows. I talked to her on the phone the other night, and it's good that she's doing well. And so once a month, to be announced, Mary Phelan will be rotating as one of our rotating once-a-month shows. So that is what makes up the shows on the Main Street Universe Network as we speak and as will be in the near future. And I'd also like to announce that October 30th, we're doing our three-year anniversary reunion show. Old hosts are going to be calling in that aren't with us anymore. Evan Pass from Zarya on our radio. Melissa DeGenova is going to call in, as well as Queen Mother Imaku agreed she'd be there. Kevin Baird, of course. A host of others will be calling in to join us for a Main Street Universe reunion party, if you will, anniversary party and reunion party, and we'll have special guest Diana Arkenstone, the well-known New Age musician. And Diana, we actually have some of her songs here on the network, some of these great atmospheric songs. They're very meditative. And Diana, I think, made it as high as number 12 on the Billboard charts at one time a few years back. So it'll be an honor to have her back on Main Street Universe before. She's been with us once before on Kevin Baird's show, Walking on the Sidewalk. All right, folks. There's some people on the line, and let me bring in my co-host here, Mr. Brett Hillman. Welcome, Brett. And Brett is calling in all the way from the fighting city of Livonia, Michigan. Welcome, Brett. Your microphone is on, Brett. Okay, we'll move on and see what happens. Well, we had someone on the phone, so 978, you're on the air, Main Street Universe.
Hi, how are you? This is Kathleen. I have a question that I brought up before, but since then things have transpired. Okay. And I want to know how it will go. I met a gentleman who recently became a widower. Only a month and a half ago, we spoke about a year ago on a chat line, which he probably shouldn't have been on because he was married. I have a divorce 15 years. And I had mentioned someday I'd like to be married again. Well, after his wife passed, which I didn't know, he told me, and I looked it up. Sure enough, she did online. She's only been gone a month and a half. I tried getting in touch with him after our date, and I don't know if it was too much for him, but, you know, too much too soon. But the thing is, I got in touch with him this evening, and we talked for a while, and he said, you know, the thing was you wanted to get married. And I said, yeah, but hello?
Yes,
can
Brett,
you hear me?
Is that you? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. It
hey, it's okay.
Down.
It's okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. So, you know, we talked for a few minutes, and because I got you a message that you invited me over for a movie, and because I didn't get right back to you, you just said you were going on to someone else. And anyway, he's supposed to call me tonight. Bottom line, he's supposed to call me back because he had laundry and all this to do. What do you, how do you think the conversation is going to go? And do you think we'll see each other soon?
Okay. Brett?
And do you think he'll keep his promise of calling me back?
Okay. Brett, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'll let you take the first reading, Brett.
Well, I've already been shuffling for a little bit, and
I heard you.
A
That's
card
right.
actually did fall out. And I'm going to leave that there for a bit, but I want the reader to get involved. Hello. Would you mind picking deck one or deck two?
One, please.
Okay. They're technically both the same deck. I just have them in two piles. And I'm going to take three cards. Okay. An interesting pair. The card that fell out is the Knight of Cups reversed.
God.
And the three cards I've got are the King of Swords, the Six of Swords, and the Two of Swords.
Swords aren't good.
I wouldn't say it. Well, the thing is, that's not the right way necessarily to look at it. It's emotional. I'll say that. I think it'll be a very emotional message, and you're going to have to use good judgment. But the Six of Swords has that light at the end of the tunnel feeling. In my deck, it's a man standing at a bank looking forward to this sword of light in the future, and he's got five swords with him. The other side is better. The Two of Swords is a deadlock. It's stalemate.
Right now, it's a stalemate.
I think it's more. It's going to be an emotional card. And whatever route you take, I think it's going to take a lot of work. You're going to have to use good sense. You're going to have to be a good judge. It's not going to be easy, whatever route. If that makes sense.
Jesus Christ. Now, do you see him keeping his promise and calling me back tonight?
Let's see. Now, again, three more cards. Now, remember, future not set in stone. I'll be honest with you. At the end of the day, I do not believe the tarot cards are perfect guides of the future. They see patterns. They're good ways of looking around. I have drawn the Strength card, I have drawn the Two of Cups reversed, and I have drawn the Star reversed.
Thank you.
I see a lot more, even if he does call back, I see a lot more not being said. I think there's something hidden going on, and you're going to... I like the Two of Swords is a stalemate, the Two of Cups is a union, but it's reversed, which does not necessarily mean a disunion. I just don't see things progressing smoothly.
Do you want to hear my honest
opinion? It's because I think it's because you have smart reservations, and you see things, and that King of Swords, I think that might be kind of you here, you having to be a judge, because I think you know pretty much what the story is.
Well, I know he's grieving. You know, it's only been a month and a half.
Yeah.
And before I spoke to him, I said, you know, someday I'd like to be married again. Been divorced 15 years. And he said tonight, you know, that was what kind of turned him off, but we got along well. Do you, and yet I gave him an invitation to come over and see a movie in the middle of the week. And he said, I got that invitation, but then you said, if I don't hear from you, I'm moving on to someone else. And I just want to know, do you think I'll see him this weekend?
You know, whether or not you do, what I'm kind of getting from the cards here, it might just be too soon.
That's what I was getting.
Be there for him.
Oh, man.
Be a good shoulder, be a good rock. I just see it as too soon. Now, just going on a psychology base, it takes almost 2 years to be...
I know that. I don't think he does.
It's not even getting over someone. It's just to be right again. I mean, it never really gets better, but I think it's just too soon. But I'm not saying don't back off. I'm saying be there for him.
And Brett, I'd like to add, because your one card was some sword issues, or two of them actually, and that's exactly what it is. It's things pinging around in his head, ideas, things that he's got to work on and work out, and that's why the Knight of Cups was reversed, which is the knight carrying the new great emotional thing, you know, the chalice, the cup. But there's these mental issues and emotional issues that he's got to work out in his head. It doesn't mean he can't start to build something with the guy. It just means I agree completely with Brett on the interpretation of saying it could just be a little soon to expect this thing to happen right away the way you might like.
And also, the Knight of Cups in my deck. Now, my deck has like a key phrase for most of mine. I don't generally use that, but it's pretty helpful in this case. It is the Lover, and that was reversed. It's not – now, remember, reverse cards does not automatically mean bad. It just –
Well, to me, it does.
Reversed, actually, there are a lot of good reversed cards.
Well, I guess if you got the Moon reversed and things like that, maybe.
Well, the Star reversed is a good card. It's a thing that's not quite there yet, but it will be revealed. It kind of goes along with the Moon. They're kind of sister cards. But the thing is, I'm not getting that, like... Things are not in turmoil here. I'm not getting cards like the Tower. I'm not getting the Ten of Swords. I'm getting cards that kind of say, wait, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a good shot here. You just... Strength.
Patient.
Be patient. You know?
Okay.
So, I say this is a good reading. I mean, I'll say this the last time Daniel and I did a reading show... We did not have some very glamorous readings. They were pretty pretty grim. I would take this over all those readings I had last time. Would you agree, Daniel?
Think we'd get together this weekend after we chat tonight with no expectations?
I would say it better be with no expectations. It might be better to do it at like a coffee shop, maybe. A movie might be too soon. I think it's too soon to like to do that kind of dating type stuff.
Okay, I understand.
But
all right,
but
well,
make sure
okay.
you be there for them. And
I'm trying.
Yeah, not easy. That's why I think you're the King of Swords here, and just using that really good judgment is going to go far.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you both very much. Thank you for the reading.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
Okay, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was Brett. She called once before when it was me, you, and Janice doing the readings. I think it was her. And she said, was there somebody new coming? And we got, yes, the Page of Cups. So someone was, you know, on the way, and it happened. So that's kind of a nice little...
It's just not quick.
There
for
us, that it's not necessarily as quick as she would like. There's a little bit of, I want this to happen, like young energy. Now.
which is good energy to have. It's just, you know, temperate.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, like I said, I would rather have this reading over all the readings we had last time. Except maybe one.
Okay.
I mean, that was not, we're not going to pull punches, but that was not a good night with our readings reversed. I think we got a tower. I'm pretty sure we got the death somewhere in there. I think we've gotten most of the bad cards that night.
We're not afraid to do a negative reading because it's part of what people, you know, it's part of what we have to learn. That's why it's tough for people to read themselves. It's not that they can't. It's just that they're going to try to make it look like the happy answer that they want. And the more clever they are, the more they're able to do that.
and like I said, what the tarot cards are. If you got people that are saying they're going to tell your future 100%, I think people like that really is misleading people. What these are a way to just see patterns and to kind of know where things are going. I believe you said it best when you call them ghetto therapy. They're a way to think of things in a different light than you're thinking of because they deal with more subconscious more than what you want to think right on the surface.
Right. And
which can be
they,
negative and positive.
That's why they sometimes say, oh, people aren't good at reading themselves because they're using their conscious mind to get the answer they want, but it's actually a subconscious message.
Great.
We as well have 856 on the air. Welcome, 856.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Now, it'll be me this time. Let me walk over to my cards. I'll be reading from the Horizon Oracle this evening. Did you have a specific question in mind?
What's coming up, whatever you can pick up relationship-wise or job-wise coming anytime soon? Because a lot of my energy is, like, changing, everything shifting for the better.
So, all right. I'm going to start with one and make it specific. Let's look at a job and career question. I'm going to shuffle. Tell me when to stop shuffling. Can you hear that?
Stop.
All right. Okay, I'm getting that something could be coming up because someone's got a lot of burdens. It's the burden card, and it's in reverse. And very briefly, in Horizon Oracle, reversed means other people involved in the quality of the card. For a lot of them, that's what it means. Anyway, so this is someone looking to help, for help of all the stuff they got going on. And all the work that they have. So I'm seeing the potential of it coming up. I'm saying within about 4 weeks. So a bit more than a month. The next card after that is known as, again, it's a similar message. It's the Puzzles card in reverse. Somebody's got a lot of stuff going on that you'll be meeting soon in your life. And they're going to need help working it out, meaning they're going to need help working these puzzles out. They're going to need help with all this extra work. And so they're going to need an employee or someone to help them do the work. So on the job front, I do see something coming up a month, maybe a bit more than that. Be patient is when you might actually run into the person, and then the actual job might show itself a little after that. So I actually see good news in the somewhat near future on the job front. Now, let's ask another question. What action should you take to make this happen? I'll ask that. And this is, to me, about, yeah, you just showing your problem-solving skills, getting out there and showing it's the obstacles card in reverse. When it's upright, it's you using your skills and your talents to overcome something. This is someone that may need help overcoming obstacles. It plays back into the first two cards. So get out there and let people in. There's also a message here about don't be afraid of people. Sometimes, let me explain this. I've been in a situation where I was job hunting. At one time, it was actually for about a year. And that can really start to grade away at your self-esteem when you're not bringing in any money. And you'll start sometimes not doing your search or not looking for money or employment because you're like, oh, I'm just going to get rejected again. This is telling me to definitely let any of that self-esteem go. Keep plugging away. Someone needs help. Someone needs for their workload, for their burdens to be lessened and for you to help them and to get out there and show them that you can do this and not be afraid of being judged. Because I know we can get stuck into that quicksand pretty quickly, especially when no money's coming in. It can be very tough.
Mm-hmm. True.
So it's just saying do not get sunk into that. It's very easy to get sunk into that. And I know I certainly did. And if you know me, I'm a hyper-aggressive, extremely ambitious person. And by ambitious, I mean in a good way. I don't mean like greedy or... Ambition is good. Drive is good. And you keep your sense of drive. Don't be afraid of being judged. Don't be afraid of the rejection. Look at it this way, and this might help you. What are they saying right now? Unemployment rates are somewhere about what? They're bouncing between 7 and 9%. That means that you can think in your mind to open up the door to be part of the other 90-plus percent that are having money come in. So as bad as it is, the numbers for the unemployed are still much lower than for those who are either employed and or bringing in money somehow, whether it's self-employment or whatever it is. So it's there, and the jobs are there, and you're going to face a rejection or two. Don't let that hit your self-esteem, being afraid to be judged, because I'm seeing that something is on the horizon, something is coming. It may take – it's a few months. The timing in this deck is a little different than tarot deck timing. And the number for this is a 4, the one that jumped out at me. So I'm saying it's about 4 weeks. So something will start to emerge in the right direction for you. You meet somebody, a contact happens, someone that does have work, you may need help with it. So I'll ask one more time. So that's it was kind of what I was feeling when I was looking at it. I was seeing, okay, in about 4 weeks I see somebody coming, and then in about a few more is when the job actually happens, like after you talk to them, maybe go through an interview process. So all together, within about 3 months, I'm seeing an incredibly good chance for employment, but it definitely requires you showing your skills and not being afraid of being a judge and not letting that low self-esteem of that happens when you don't get a job right away after an interview, which it happens. You know, it's happened to me plenty of times. In fact, I quit my job and just started working for myself. Not that you need to necessarily know that, but what I'm saying is that it can get frustrating. So I was just like, okay, I'll make my own job. And since I had the skill of being an electrician, I could sort of do that. But I'm seeing something good coming for you. Like I said, a few months. This contact and this person that needs, or this company that needs help with their burdens and their puzzles, could hire you. And the final card that I drew from it is the houses card upright again. That's a lot of some stability and feeling good about being able to pay for everything is on the way. And again, the timing for that one was similar. So it's within about 3 months.
Cool.
All right.
Anybody I know, or am I staying in the U.S. or traveling for it? Because my heart goes overseas for the work.
Okay.
Is that showing up, or what you just read, or not really?
Right, straight away, I didn't get anything about travel, but I'll go ahead.
If you can.
Location.
Because I'm trying everywhere.
I understand. I'm seeing recognition coming, like I did in the last one.
Okay.
There will be a slight block of somebody bringing some drama. That was just kind of a side note that kicked in. However, the final card I got for this is called the Intentions card. And it's associated with the time at 9:57. And basically, I'm seeing it as something could happen that's flawed. I'm seeing a little drama and dishonesty, which is a kind of a strange thing going on.
On my end or their end?
I'm seeing it from
anybody.
It's a warning for you to not, it'll be very unproductive if you get involved in any of that. So it's saying for you to remain focused. Again, recognition card is a very positive card, and for you to just get up there, make yourself known, get your resume and everything out there as much as you possibly can. And then the last card is the channeling card associated with the time, 5:15. And this one is in the reverse position. And again, it's helping somebody recognize, it's another one about people seeing good qualities in yourself. And as far as travel goes, I see the means card. So yes, making a deal with someone for potential, what you want and what you wanted out of this was to travel. But it's still showing me there's something you gotta let go. The means card is a pretty positive card to have. It involves negotiations. It involves things going your way, sharing financial responsibility with a group and such. You're going to be asked to help and do it the way you like. The final one, which is the 401 card, the debris card, is about there's something you got to take care of, some old business that has to be solved, and just letting it go. And basically, it's like, you know, taking things out to the trash. But as far as with the means reverse, that's showing me that yes, you can find something.
That's what you mean by blockage or drama about what they owe me back. That's what you mean, right? The drama.
It was. Staying out and not getting stuck in the drama, because the result may not be a good one. I mean, it may not be the intention. You might be, okay, I'm going to have a good intention, but this isn't really going to, you know, work out the way you planned, which can happen. Get involved with other people's things like that.
Gotcha. I think I know my past relationship. I think I know what you mean by drama.
And hold you back and stop you from doing what you want, even.
Right, that's my past relationship.
We're back to the part again, too. That's like, you got to just let that go. let it go, and then someone will ask for help, the means card reversed, getting involved with others for a division of, it's literally a card about money, and this was a job question. So it can be about mergers, it can be joining or splitting. But the thing is I see it as a merging, as a joining, but as long as you got to let the other stuff go and not let anything keep you. So it's saying,
gotcha.
Yeah,
that's what you mean by drama, letting the past go.
Yes.
That's what you mean? Or is the drama going to happen when I get that off?
No. It was definitely a past tense thing, because the debris card came up too, which is kind of about, it's like taking stuff out to the trash that you don't need anymore. And
gotcha. Cool.
Okay?
Cool. Now I got it. Got it. Cool.
And you can always listen to the archive, too, and call us back and let us know how it's going.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. And, Brett, are you there?
I'm here.
So that was basically the means card in reverse is about mergers and breakups. And it was definitely telling me, and it's even financial, and it was a job question. So that was definitely telling me, yes, it can happen the way she wants, but there's some stuff to let go here, because with the other surrounding cards that, you know, keep you stuck somewhere, right? We all have.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Do that. All right, and we have another caller here, Brett. 843. Welcome. You're on the air, Main Street Universe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Thank you for calling.
Hi. There's this guy I just met. His name is Clinton. I don't know how to ask the question, put it in words. My question is, how is he for me overall, I guess? I don't know.
Okay. This person good?
Excuse me?
Like, is this person good for you? Does this person have the qualities that are good for you, that are going to be healthy, productive, to move into the future, et cetera, right?
Exactly, yes.
Brett will be taking this one.
Huh? Well, the first question is, have you thrown anything at him recently? No, I'm just kidding. If the answer to that question is yes, he would be like every guy in the entire world, so don't worry, it means absolutely nothing. Okay. I am shuffling now. Let me know when to stop.
Okay.
That was quick. And
I like it when they catch on to that quick. There's no wrong time, but
right.
Radio, which is better.
Okay, there you go. You can stop.
Okay. One or two?
Two.
Okay. No flyout cards this time. It's straight reading. Interesting. Okay. The Knight of Swords, the Five of Cups, and the Hanged Man.
Okay.
These cards are actually really interesting together, because the Knight of Swords is kind of the philosopher king. Kind of gets that idea of the world, learning and giving that knowledge. The Five of Cups is a card of loss. Sadly, in my deck, it's a woman with all these cups have just been spilled over. Its contents are all over the floor in front of her, and she's just looking down. She's basically crying over spilled milk by the looks of it. And the Hanged Man is a card that a lot of people will understand a little bit better in terms of sacrifice for the greater good. What this kind of together kind of gives me a feeling, you might need to lose some expectations that you may be just having too high, but in the end, it'll turn out better for you. I'm not saying, like, give up, like, everything and, like, have these really low standards and you're going to find somebody. But, I'm just saying there might be some things that you might have too high up, and if he doesn't live up to them, it might end up being detrimental here. So look at him for the qualities that he has, not what you think he should have.
No, I think it's him saying that because he got a lot of stuff that he wants, and I'm like, wait, back up. What?
But maybe going.
That's how I am.
Dreaming too big or something.
There's that.
I'm the one hesitating, not him.
Right. We'll take it that way. I'm not saying it necessarily. Now he is taking it to an extreme, but I notice here you're very pragmatic. But you're going to have to realize he's a big dreamer, it looks like. So that's one of his qualities. And that in itself is a positive quality. It can be taken too far, as it seems to be. But just realize, I'm thinking of looking at it, you both are very different in just in your personalities. That might be something to look at. Is just realize what qualities you're different, you're similar. Really, I think my favorite way of looking at it is, look at that list of qualities for both of you and just know that you have them, that you're very different, and that can be very helpful in the long run. Would you agree with that, Daniel?
Yes. Yeah, it seems from the cards you mentioned, and, of course, the Hanged Man is showing a degree of patience.
Mm-hmm.
It's my course. You're the reader. It's your reading, but the Hanged Man is patience. And it's even deeply spiritual. So the Hanged Man is a deeply disciplined person. So make sure there's discipline and that patience is there. Like you said, the big dreamer, which is the king, which is also Knight of Swords, because ideas are swords. And, dreams, and he's charging forward with these dreams, maybe a little too fast.
Yes.
Have a little patience. And
I think it's both of you, not just one of you. You both kind of have to play both games. If that makes sense for you.
I don't feel like playing anything, though.
I can't, it kind of, because you pointed out that he is very much this dreamer. You kind of realize it. Maybe you don't realize how much. And there are some things that you, I'm sure when he gets on his, horse, let's do this, there are times you kind of go and run along with it, too. And then you kind of realize, wait a minute, a few minutes later. It's that both just realize that he's like that and be very patient.
Thank you. That helps a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I admit I got a little worried for a second. There's like, did I say a lot of nothing? But I think I did try
and
point
it. It always sounds like a lot of nothing. Okay.
But I tried to point out that, it's a give-and-take game for both participants. It's not just him running forward. I'm sure sometimes she but then she realizes, 10 minutes later that, wait, is this one of them crazy schemes,
right.
type thing? Not quite that bad. But the thing is, I think it's a lot of patience, a lot of understanding, and a lot of, on both sides, things are not going to be met that you were expecting to be met.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that's the second reading now, Brett, that you did where part of the theme was in a relationship, some patience.
That might be the theme of the show. It seems we do seem to have themes for our reading shows. The first reading, again, if she's still listening, just hold on. That's true of any relationship. If things aren't ready, don't, rush them forward. It doesn't help anyone. It's sound advice for any relationship.
Now, I'm looking at who is holding the longest. We have 707. 770. Welcome, 770.
Hi.
And did you have a general or specific question for us?
Well, I had asked a question about if you guys, I don't know if the cards can interpret a dream.
Sure.
I don't know how that would work, but
and we can also just give insight on what we think about it, too. Feel free to share.
Okay. I dreamt that I was at a place, it was a store that I used to go to when I was just a child, and it's a very bizarre dream. And I was walking down an aisle, and to my left, there's from the show Bewitched, Larry Tate. That's so weird. But he was there, and I touched his arm and said, "That nice suit, you look good." He's like, "Ah, it's an old suit." And I'm like, "Okay." So I keep going and head towards the back where the restroom is. I know this sounds bizarre. And I walk and I go to the back, and I'm about to go in the restroom, and the light is out. You know, it's dark in there, but I'm a paranormal investigator, so I'm used to going places where it's dark. It really didn't bother me, so I went on in, and I heard a voice in there, and I'm thinking, okay, I wonder who else would be in here with the lights off. And I walked around a corner, and it was like a dark type of figure. I really didn't see a face, and it was a lady, and she had this headscarf, do-rag kind of thing, and she was just there, and we really didn't have any communication at that point, and I went and used the restroom. I know this is so weird. And then she opened the door, and she's like, "Have you seen my phone?" I'm like, "That's strange." So I give her her phone. I don't know why I had it. And I came out, and I was going to walk away, and I looked to my left, and my maternal grandmother kind of comes around the corner, and she's kind of gliding along. You know, she's not walking, but she's just kind of gliding along really gracefully, and she looked so pretty. And I was so excited to see her, and I wanted to just run to her, and this lady's like, "You're not going anywhere," this dark figure, and I'm like, "You're crazy." But I got past her and got to my grandmother and grabbed her, but her eyes were kind of vacant, like she was kind of looking away, because before she passed, she had dementia. But I grabbed her, and I could physically feel this dream was very real, because I've had dream visitation in the past where I, you know, physically could feel a person, but I would give her kisses all over her face. And I was like, "My grandmother, I'm so glad to see you." And I'm like, "You need to go see my brother's name is Johnny." I said, "You need to go see him. Please go see him." And I wanted to acknowledge you, or her to acknowledge that she knew I was speaking to her. So I was like, "Look at me, look at me, look at my eyes, look at my eyes." And she did. And I was like, "Oh." I mean, it was just, I was so excited and so happy and thrilled. And then she just kind of turned and kind of floated out of the room. And I woke up. But I woke my husband. I was like, "Guess who I just saw?" It was my grandmother. It was pretty awesome. It was beautiful.
One thing that just made me get the shivers a little bit was that as you were talking, I was picking, and I picked the haunted card. And in this oracle deck, the haunted card is a card about being visited and getting a message from people that have passed on. And, of course, in dreams is a place where that often happens. And then the one after that was the effect card, or sometimes was called the satellite card. And this one is in reverse. So I'm definitely, I mean, just from what I'm feeling, I feel like part of this dream was a genuine visit, at least a partial energy visit. I think it was just a visit. And the thing that's sticking out to me in this story you mentioned is there's another character that seems to be a little more the one with the phone, like there's a little bit of guilt, like, "Oh gosh, why do they have their phone?" And they're making you feel a little odd. And I wonder if that's something to do with the nature of a relationship. Is there some guilt, like, "Gosh, is there something I didn't do for grandma? Is there something I didn't..."
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. yes, you'd had a... I don't know if it was a stroke, if it was... I wasn't really sure what had happened, but I had left her. I was staying with her. She had broken her hip, and she had recovered from that. But I was, you know, watching her during the day while my grandpa was working. And one day she just kind of seemed a little off, and I called my mom. Do you think I should take her to the hospital or whatever? And she's like, oh, well, you know, we'll just see how she is tomorrow. But that evening she kind of, something was going on with her, and she, like, got a knife, and she cut her hand. I don't know if she was trying to cook something or whatever. And then after that, she was totally out of it, totally just, her mind was just, like, gone. She was gone, and she never spoke to us after that. I felt horribly guilty that maybe I could have taken her on to the emergency room or the hospital, and they wouldn't have saw that, oh, something's going on. So, sure. Yeah, and the phone. That makes sense. Yeah.
Because there's a strange feeling of the one character saying, oh, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do, almost like a you owe me energy to it, if you know what I mean. Like when you do actually feel guilty about something, including something you may or may not have actually done wrong. An example, I remember somebody telling me a story a while back about they were a teenager and they stole something. And then they got caught stealing it, and they just felt horrible, you know. And there's that moment where you go, oh, gosh, I did that. And you actually, you know, if you're a person of conscience, you know, feel bad about it.
Yes.
And that was definitely sort of energy I was getting off of when you said this other character, this other dark character that was, oh, you've got my phone. So it's funny that detail came out because that's what made me feel that, was this, like, what am I doing with this? And
yeah, I noticed the dark character. You know, you're not going to go anywhere. And
yeah,
I think, yeah, it's that feeling of guilt. Well, the thing was, you had no idea. You didn't have all the information. You knew something was off, but we all have
intuitively, I did know. I was a teenager, but intuitively, I knew. And at that
right.
point, I didn't know to listen to my intuition. Of course, as I'm older, I'm in my 40s now, but that's what I do, and I go on investigations, and I...
Yeah, we all have the powerful gift of hindsight. But very few people have foresight, and those are those moments where, yeah, you kind of knew something was wrong. But you know what? You asked someone in authority, your mother, and she said, wanted to see what happens. And that's... Sometimes that's a safe way to go. Sometimes it's not. You made an effort. You acted upon what you knew.
Yeah.
And really nothing, there is no need for that guilt. And yes, it's easier said than done type deal. But I think you're giving more to this guilt than there really needs to be.
Yeah, and I didn't even think of it and didn't even realize it. I was just so happy to see her. But the thing that I was sad about was she didn't communicate with me. She didn't say anything. Now, she did visit me shortly after my mother passed, which is her daughter, and my mom and I had just an insane relationship that was awful. But anyway, my mom came to me in dreams and was scary. She told me if she ever died, she would haunt me, and she truly did. She opened the casket and was waving at me and stuff, and I knew that she was passed. I'm like, Mom, can't do that. You're dead. What are you doing? So my grandmother came down and calmed me down in the dream, and she said that, don't worry, the life you're living now is a life to live in emotions. It's just emotional to live through the ups and downs and the heartaches and everything. But she said this is a pseudo-life that you're living. And my grandmother's from Alabama. I don't even think she knew what the word pseudo meant.
But it was words that you know.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow. But she said, the next life is where you're really going to, she said, the next life is going to be wonderful. And I'm like, okay.
I think you're just hitting that point in your life that, Daniel will know this term, it's any spiritual life, it's called dealing with your shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, sometimes it's that part that there is some things of regret, there's things that you might not like 100% from yourself. I think it's time to come to terms with yourself. And some people take that in really odd ways. The midlife crisis happens a lot during this time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the time that you really need to sit down and, you know, you are you are a good person. You have done a lot of good, but there's also some things you know are not your favorite things about yourself. And it's kind of time to turn. It's not coming to grips with them in the sense of getting rid of them. It's just acknowledging their presence, you know?
Right.
And I said, guilt is not a thing. I think at your age, you did everything that you knew you should do.
Right. And so. I would like to say that, yeah, definitely when I was talking about the guilt and all that, I see Marcy in the chat room mentioning, don't blame yourself for things you can't change. And that was definitely the direction we were going in, is that I see this as a positive dream. And this is an open door. And I see this as an open door for working on things. And if you want to be conscious and keep a dream journal and do all of those things, and I drew a couple more cards. Again, one was the bloom card, which is kind of how it sounds, and it's patient and it takes time. The other one is the introspection card in reverse. And that through this patience and working on things and letting things bloom and maybe working on some of your dream stuff, if you desire that that's what you think would be an interesting path for you to do, and you seem like somebody that's interested in those things as a paranormal researcher and all that, that the forces involved and your own self and those around you will begin to see you for how you actually are. Meaning this card, if it's upright, means you know, looking in deep. The other, when it's reversed, it's others seeing you for what you really are. And with the bloom card being involved, and it's, you know, like a butterfly flying away and a flower blooming and all of these things, it's a maturity. It's a being seen for what you are. It's being confident and being patient and let some more messages come in, maybe even some more communications to come in with your grandmother. And the guilt side ones will start to fade away as you focus on this. So I see it as a positive dream that's an open door to a blooming, you know, as the card would suggest. And a time to be calm about it and mature and go, yeah, that happened then. You went through the emotion of the original dream enough to, you know, call us. But now that's the open door to relax and let the lesson happen, as Brett said, you know, the shadow lesson happen, and let it grow and bloom. And then you'll go to another level of evolution spiritually. And
that's what I'm hoping for. I just want to be able to help as many people as I can. That's the only reason I'm in the paranormal as a hobby, I guess you could say. But I like to go and reassure people that, no, they're not possessed and they're okay. And just pass on information from loved ones. And it's really awesome. So it's just like sharing love, just loving people and letting them know that, you know, you care.
Yes. And I'm very adamant about saying there's good, there's bad, there's light and dark and all of those things that balance the universe. This had both elements, and it's a learning experience, as Brett said, working on the shadow, working on those little quirks. And then I think you'll find, if you have future dreams about it, if you work on it, these contacts from your grandmother, if they're still necessary.
Okay.
If they're still necessary at that point, will be even more positive without necessarily that other darker element being there. Of course, then there might be something else that comes up, and then you'll have to work on that. But
well,
it's a constant expression.
You know, I let them know that I'm open for whatever, you know, whatever that they, you know, need to tell me or get, you know, I'm just open for any of it, just to bring it. I'm ready to listen and hopefully learn. Good.
And to me, that's the fascinating side of spirituality and of magic and metaphysical practice, is so much focus is put on things that, yes, I myself may even do. You try to intend something or want something to happen, cast a spell, all that. But so much of it is about growth and personal growth and why we choose certain paths. And I definitely see this as a positive dream and a chance to work on something and, again, not stress about something.
You know, I see this in, you know, most spiritual paths of working on yourself. And I even throw in, like, for example, I'll say Catholicism has the view of confession, where you walk in and you talk to a priest and you list your sins one by one. Well, if you're doing it right, you should be realizing, hey, there's a pattern here. It's not just a walk in, get out of jail free card. There's a point to all of this. It's to realize what do you need to be working on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in Hinduism, they're very big, in Buddhism, they're very big on that, working on that inner self.
Yeah, and that's where that's exactly the path I'm taking, because before I was strictly a Baptist, kind of, not to knock the religion, I'm not going to go there, but now my mind is open to all religions and beliefs, and everybody has a path to choose, and I don't have any right to tell anyone which one to take. I just want to love everybody. I know it sounds weird, but that's all I want to do. That's it. Not to judge, not to, you know, criticize, but just to love.
Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, there's times where it's good to look at the shadow and to look at the things that we may not like about ourselves or something from the past to work on, and work on the shadow self, as they say. A lot of people in the metaphysical world, I guess I'll call it, I'm just trying to find blanket terms, New Age world, are saying, oh, it's all, you know, light and all of this. That's not really true in the physical world, and it's not really true in the metaphysical world. So, but they both offer their lessons. So, you know, the dark figure in the dream offers a lesson. The trickster character of Loki offers amazing lessons, you know, or Q from Star Trek, if you know the reference.
Sure. Oh, God.
So these difficult forces, you don't work with them in an irresponsible way, like one of our chat room people said, like so open that you're a rotating door, bad thing.
Yeah, I was talking about my loved ones, my spirit guides, my loved ones, think people that I trust. That's the ones I call on, is people I love and know. I don't call upon anything other than that. You know, even in my paranormal investigation, when I go, I always protect myself and others, and, you know, we pray, and I don't want anything to happen to anybody that I'm with or myself.
Right.
So we've seen some kind of scary things, you know, and I can see these things in my mind, and, you know, it's just there, and I back away, and we you know, get to a safer place, because there is evil, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, you can get into all sorts of philosophical debates over, is something, I'm not trying to do that now, over evil or good, or just, is there just bad behavior, and people, like, okay, there's one guy that wants to do this and one that wants to do that. Point is, just think of it like being in a neighborhood. You know, there's places you want to avoid. There's, you know, if you're walking around, maybe avoid the dark alley and don't be holding the lighter up and going, oh, I'm here. But again, you said using protection, all that. But back to the dream, I think it's positive, and like Brett said, something maybe to work on, working on that little characteristic, and again, not blaming yourself for things that you cannot fix, but that you can work on and maybe get some. At the end, it still sounded like a positive meeting.
It was thrilling. It was beyond. It was just wonderful. I was so appreciative. Yeah.
And again, I really like, actually, sometimes it's interesting when you're doing this and doing a reading show. I actually love when people call up with a very sort of dreamy or esoteric question. Because as anyone out there that knows, it's in the business of being either a medium, psychic, or reader. It's usually, you know, money and relationships, and nothing wrong with that. That's human nature, and that's what people are going to ask about. So I actually very much enjoy when it's a question like yours.
Hey,
about
what were the first few prayers? Rain, sex, you know.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's, we're human beings, and we, you know, want to know these things. And
right.
So
pretty,
I like when
I'm pretty solid with the relationship. My husband and I have been married for 19 years, and we have three kids. So that's pretty solid, and it's good. You know, we've had our times, but it's good. I'm very blessed. He's a good man.
Well, that's good. And we're going to be wrapping up here. I'm really glad you called us. We
I
went over
you.
Our over time a little bit, but that was fine. It was a great caller. And like I said, I love readings like this where we just start digging into a dream interpretation and what it could mean and what can we work on. And to me, that's in some ways a more pure way to look at spirituality and divination. As their little, our old host of Zariana Radio, Evan Poss, used to say that the cards are little mirrors that reflect what the soul already knows. And I always like that little interpretation. So it's nice to talk about a dream, and I think it was positive in that if you work on it and let go of the guilt, future visits and dreams will be even more positive. And of course, drawing the haunted card for that particular question was I got a little chill when that happened because I did all about being visited in a dream.
That's wonderful, then.
Telling you things are okay.
That was my grandmother maybe acknowledging or verifying, or maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you very much for calling us. And call us anytime and listen in. We're on the air about six nights a week with a few rotating shows as well. We don't always do readings on the Wednesday shows, but we do sometimes like this week. Sometimes we have guests. Sometimes we just talk about an issue of nature or metaphysics, whatever. It's an eclectic show on Wednesdays. But we do have other readers on the network, too, to check up with, and that's Kevin Baird, who's in the chat room on Monday evenings, and Darren Bouquer, who works at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans, on Sunday evenings at 7. So, again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling, and have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, and feel free to check out the archive if you're like, okay, I forgot some of what we were talking about, what this might mean. You can always check out the archive. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Brett, a much more, I think, slightly, or at least, I would say much more productive than our last reading show we did together in the way that some of the news was a little better anyway for the callers. Not that it was bad on our part last time. It was just, it kind of seemed like not the news people wanted last time we were on the air. So anyway, folks, I'm going to let you all go here. Thank you for listening to Main Street Universe. Remember, we're on six nights a week now and soon maybe more. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. And I see a few new names tonight and some that have come back, that's right, Crystal, the cards never lie. See, Kevin and Mystic Hexy Dreamer, thank you everyone for joining us. It was fun. I was a bit frazzled at first, but it was fun to come in and do some readings and just get back to it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you all for joining us, and remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Thank you and good night.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
everybody. I'm back for a second. Fish Girl in the chat room said she may call, and I was going to close the show down, but a couple people kind of acted like maybe they didn't want us to. Normally we do after an hour, but we went over. I mean, if you do wish to call, feel free to call. And Brett and I are still on the line. And if you want to call in, 760-542-4345. We can take one more reading. I see she's typing in the chat room. As I'm not, you know, I'm not a rigid authoritarian about the timing. There isn't a show after. Okay, you're getting to a phone. Be right back. We'll let the song play a little bit more. And here's one by Kellyanna.
Mother, help me.
We're waiting for a fish girl to...
Mother, heal me. Please release me from all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me.
Still Mother, there, Brett? Brett Hillman, are you still there?
From all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me.
Within these stones I feel
Mother,
the power.
Okay. Brad, are you there? It's okay. I see your number there, 732.
Here.
All right, 732.
Hi.
We decided to extend the show, so welcome.
Thank you.
And did you have a specific question?
I am actually trying to find out. I'm in a messy, yucky legal battle with my ex-husband, and I'm trying to find out how it's going to play out. He's been doing nothing but lying so far.
We will work on that one. I'll go ahead and I'll shuffle and tell me when to stop.
I am here if you can hear me, Daniel.
I hear you. I hear you, Brett. Go
okay,
ahead and draw a card or two as well, Brett, because we're doing kind of a special extended here thing. I'll draw like two, and then you draw your normal three. And we'll see what it comes up together. How will this go for her? Legal battle. Shuffling, tell me when to stop. One kind of popped out. Go ahead, tell me when to stop. Shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. All right, and the top one about wanted to pop out as well. Hmm. 947.
Hmm.
Five. Well, the first one is about a little bit of what you discussed. And someone's...
You mind if I say my two cards, Daniel?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I got the King of Wands reversed and the Ace of Wands reversed.
Yeah.
A lot of energy is being used to be deceitful, and it's not very imaginative deceit either. I'm sure a lot of it is actually pretty clear, but some of it probably, he probably throws as many lies as he can to the wall and see what sticks. Seems to be the...
I was getting a little of that too. Because Kevin's card, the tracks card, is very blue-collar about getting out there and laying out, like, literally, like, little train tracks. And if it's reversed, it's someone else. So they're doing a lot of work to make not good things happen, because the next card was the intentions card. And that's about... I think maybe what this person is trying to do won't work. because the results they're trying to get are coming from, as Britt said, from kind of a deceptive place without great foundation.
It takes is to get caught in one or two, and, you know, an entire divorce can go to hell. Divorce is ever the ideal anyway.
We've been divorced. We've been divorced for 3 years. This is stuff he's not doing that he was supposed to do, and more stuff that comes to the surface.
That makes sense. He's flaunting authority, not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Let me draw a few more cards.
Okay.
The Moon card, King of Swords reversed. We've had him tonight. And the Ten of Pentacles reversed. Yeah, bad judgments, hidden things. If he's trying to lie to get stuff, yeah, it's not working, is what I'm hoping. That doesn't mean it's easy while it's going on. It just doesn't seem to be very effective.
At least
in the long run.
The Intentions card is a flaw. There's a set intent, but there's a flaw in the outcome.
Okay.
So it's an interesting mix of what Brett and I are drawing here and are drawing upon here. So go ahead, Brett.
Like you said, you're already divorced. That kind of, like, when he's not doing things after that proceedings, it's a lot harder to really get over, but the law is a little bit more strict on it. So, I would say, you know, use what is available to you, because if he is not following court-ordained rules or things that he's supposed to be doing, you have legal precedence. That's a powerful tool.
I'm seeing difficulty in getting money or results. There's some difficulty, but I do see that it's not necessarily working out the way this person wants either.
Right.
He might be making some roadblocks for what needs to happen, but they're just that. They're just roadblocks. They're not complete stops. It's like a speed bump as opposed to a patrol blockage.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say keep going strong with what you need to do, or because he needs to be doing something and he's not.
His lawyer's not even calling back my lawyer anymore. Like, my lawyer's been calling him every day, and he was making it like, oh, it's all her fault, and she's the one making a delay, and I'm obviously not making a delay.
Your lawyer needs to call the courts in some way and just say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Here's my paperwork. Here's everything I can show you every time I made a call. Have everything written down. Have evidence.
Yeah, our court has been – it was postponed twice, and now it was canceled, and now – the judge made a tentative decision, and he's trying to fight that tentative decision. So now I need to file more motions to start all over again. It's like a never-ending battle.
I'm seeing – I don't want to say this in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But the second card for this, the next two I drew, the channeling card in reverse, which came up earlier this evening, is saying that you're eventually going to be – receiving what you deserve. I think, though, that's going to take some time, but
mm-hmm.
the Synergy card upright means there's others around that might be able to help, meaning is there another road to get to this person to communicate properly? And it could play into what Brett is saying. Like you've been doing the same thing and it's not working. I'm seeing another road of working with others involved, even if it's just, it could be something as simple as a personal communication. Like there might be one person you have in common that can get him to just fess up and be honest. I don't know who that person is, but I'm almost seeing like there is a way to work with other people to get him to finally kind of come around, be honest. I'm not seeing it as easy at all, but I'm seeing that eventually you'll get the result you want. But it is definitely, and I think Brett hit on it with his when he said, use every path, use different paths, mm-hmm. like synergy, like all things working together or others working together. Find different ways. And I was even getting, just as a feeling more in a vibration, like there might be someone you can call or talk to say, look, can you help me out on this and get him just to legit here?
Because, even
that's,
all the stuff
I don't talk
to
any of his family or friends or anybody, so it's hard.
Well,
and there might be one that might actually
just go with it.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But I do see what Brett was saying. Trying every path you can, going to, for some reason, this linear way is not producing it. Like Brett said, if it's the law involved, I mean, then again, if it's something to where he gets in trouble, then maybe you don't get what you want out of it, right? So then it's kind of a funny balance here.
Mm-hmm.
But I am seeing, like Brett is saying, you keep doing it. Keep getting the other people involved. Keep getting, don't stop with it. And that it eventually, you'll start to receive what you're seeking out of this. And I'm going to pull two more. And it's the recognition card, which is good, meaning finally your point is seen as true.
Okay.
And that, to me, actually a very good sign that it's going to be ugly and it's going to be a while. In fact, a pretty good while. But I think he might be fighting this out, for a year. But you're with the recognition at the end, that's a very good sign. It goes your way. And not only that, the recognition card has a couple people listening. It's like they're seeing you and recognizing you for what you're really doing. And then they'll see the mm-hmm. truth. Okay, it does work out. But I'm seeing it taking some time. And it's going to be a little ugly and dishonest and all of those things. But
yeah,
that,
I mean, that's what it's been. And unfortunately, I don't have a current job, so my lawyer, as bad as it is, I can't afford the lawyer. But
and that's what I'm
I
saying.
Have to,
the
yeah.
synergy card. I'm seeing you getting help from someone else, meaning perhaps even being friends, befriending someone, or having an old friend that might know some law to help out. I mean, like I have one friend like that. Now he wouldn't do it forever, but I could probably say, hey, can you look into this for me? And he would do it for free because we're old friends. I would say keep your eyes open for that. Keep looking for the
okay.
help and keep doing, even if it's a new person that comes in. But or I'm getting this feeling, that's why I was saying before with this energy card, it's working with others to help you. Yeah, I think if you run out of money for this lawyer, there may be someone in your life that can still help you with this or someone that comes into your life soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, okay, I know this, even if it's just not an official lawyer, but just a really smart person that's good with law. But like Brett says, keep on the official path as much as you can afford, and it's looking like it's going to work, but I'm seeing it taking some time, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Almost about a year. I'm seeing like a year worth of struggle here.
Ugh.
And sadly,
okay.
Yeah, divorces and after divorces are always the most ugly. I mean... Even amiable ones don't go 100% well.
But with the recognition
yeah.
card at the end, it's like kind of like not only will you get what you want, but then you'll also see that all the parties involved will be like, oh, yeah, okay, she was, yeah, we know what she was doing. She was right.
Okay. Well,
keep your
thank
eyes
you very
open.
Much.
That can help you, including, and I'm just getting this now, and it just came to me, because the synergy card is very important for that. About meeting folks can help you in building up that synergy, like how we all have relationships with each other and the earth and everything else, including there are nonprofit groups you can even look up. Like maybe look up some kind of help, get a team generated. There, like I'll give you an example. There's an artist group about, there's lawyers that help artists with things. Back in the day when music, I'm a musician, and there was, in Maryland, there was a group, and they're around the country, where if you were a broke musician about to sign a record deal, you could get this group, it was some sort of artist united group of lawyers that would help you read your contract and make sure you weren't being, you know, taken to the cleaners with your record deal kind of thing. Like the classic story of Meatloaf, but I don't want to go into that too deeply, but he lost like right. $85 million in a bad record deal after making them a gazillion dollars. Look for things like that, the synergy card. Look for allies and things within your economy. Like if you lose your lawyer, okay, look for nonprofit groups. They're out there. There's like nonprofit lawyer groups that like to help with certain situations. So keep your eyes open for things like that. And if you keep consistent, and like Brett says, and keep going on the path, I'm seeing it being positive. It's just going to be kind of a long struggle.
Okay. I thank you very, very much, both of you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Like I said, remember, there's alternative ways you can look at, and that's what the one card was telling me. There's those alternative relationships you can build up. Like I said, groups that can help, nonprofit groups, charity groups that provide lawyers, depending on the issue, depending on the situation, and if they can. But keep your eyes open to all those sorts of possibilities.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have
okay.
a good night.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Brett, I think we're now officially done. And I was definitely seeing that there was a lot about some people are going to help and come in, and it just, like I said, there's other ways. Sometimes you think there's not that other way, and there is. You know, and there's that other thing.
But that doesn't mean stop using the path you're on. Just
no.
You know, explore other
ways. Yeah, it means that if, for whatever reason, the initial path you're on isn't working, there's other ways to build synergy. And now we are officially running out of time, folks. And thank you very much for joining me, Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, everyone there listening. And thank you, Fish Girl, for calling in. You've been listening to Main Street Universe. I'll do the outro once again, the show reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. And this is a song written by one of my favorite, me, and it's called The Lake. And it is going on my new album, Songs of the New Old Ways. Thank you all, and have a great evening.
Just floated away. I touched the sun, but I can't reach it. My vision was taken away. I fear I'll sink, and the song I hear makes me he's unaware of his pain. When he returns, he will be happy. His thoughts will be with him again. And sometimes he'll makes him think of you.